And very few understand that in your physical human form, you are a continuation of that God source that is you. In other words, it has never been and will never be one or the other. You are source energy, and you are the leading edge extension of source energy. So when you understand that you are source energy, that you are the leading edge extension of source energy, and you understand that that source energy part of you is vibrationally alert and alive and aware of you, of who you were and who you are, then you begin to understand that you can get moment by moment playback or vibrational feedback from that greater part of you. So many people want to talk about law of attraction. They want to talk about deliberate creation. They want to talk about setting goals. But if they leave out the part of you being an extension of who you really are, then you cannot really accurately understand your guidance. Now, sometimes it is enough for someone to say to you that the emotions that you feel are guidance, and that when you feel good, you are allowing what you want, and when you feel bad, you are not. But we believe that it is important for you to understand that you are an extension of source energy, and that there is a vibrational playing back of the perspective of you in your physical human form and the perspective of you in your source form. And when you understand the way those two vibrational perspectives play off one another, then not only do you understand your emotions, which are guidance, but you understand everything that's happening to you in this eternal evolving that is you. We want you to understand that this non-physical source energy part of you is so aware of you moment by moment that in any point in time that you have any kind of an experience, your inner being, God force, call it God if you want to, the name isn't important, but that inner part of you is right there with you enjoying the experience. So when you have a lackful experience where you don't have enough of something you want, out of you emanates a preference. Now, sometimes it's a screaming preference. Please, God, I need this kind of preference. But more often than that, it's just this subtle preference. I would prefer this to this. The more in tune you are with who you are, the more you are uttering these subtle preferences, the more out of sorts you get with who you are, then the more you begin to attract things you don't want, and the more you begin crying out for improvement. But in any case, whether you're whispering it, whether it's a silent understanding, whether it's a preference that is even happening for you on a cellular level, whether it's something that you're shouting or whispering, really, really wanting or just sort of wanting, all levels of desire shoot out of you like rockets, vibrational rockets, and the source energy part of you not only hears it, but literally becomes it. Every time you live something, the inner part of you becomes the pure positive essence of your desire. Now, we want to clarify something. When you're living what you don't want, the inner being part of you does not become what you don't want. The inner being part of you knows so clearly when you know what you don't want that you know what you do want. And the inner being part of you literally becomes the vibrational equivalent of that which you are asking for. And as a result of that, a vibrational escrow is amassing. A vibrational escrow that is the culmination of all that you've lived, of the you that you were in the non-physical form before you came forth into this body, and now the you that you are in this physical body that is adding to that, that's who that non-physical essence has become. And that's worth knowing, because some of you have been listening to us for a long time. And we're going to say something to you that you have not heard clearly before. And we want you to get this. That's why we're taking our time getting here until we have your undivided attention. Till all of the coughing stops. Till all of the whispering to one another stops. Till all of the distraction of any kind stops. Oh, wait. We've forgotten. What was it? What we want you to realize is that that culmination that is you is the point that law of attraction is responding to in the most powerful way. In other words, the you that you want most, the best of you, the brightest of you, the richest of you, the wellest of you, the wellest aspect, richest aspect, the most important leading edge part of you is the part that law of attraction is responding to. And when you get your thoughts wrapped around the idea of law of attraction,